With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Beyond Meat, the plant-based meat company, is generating a lot of bad news recently. Food Fix says the company's stock fell late last week on news that it was lowering its revenue forecast for the year. That announcement came one day after saying it would lay off 4% of its workforce to burn less money. A MarketWatch article says the company needs to dramatically cut costs and lower its spending or it will wind up bankrupt. The company's stock price has been cut in half since the start of 2022, and that's after share prices had already dropped 45% in 2021. The company's highest valuation of $15 billion now stands at $2 billion. Ethan Brown, founder and CEO of Beyond Meat, says the layoffs are a piece of its larger strategy to reduce expenses and support sustainable growth. Beyond Meat is struggling to turn partnerships with companies like McDonald's into profitable endeavors. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
My friends at Steffes Group are conducting another bi-monthly online equipment auction closing Wednesday, August 10th at 10 a.m. at all Steffes Upper Midwest locations, featuring several four-wheel, two-wheel, and mechanical front-wheel drive tractors, combines, headers, conventional trucks with and without sleepers, construction equipment, and more. Go to steffesgroup.com for photos and descriptions for other bi-monthly online equipment auctions. That is steffesgroup.com.
Global food prices fell by the biggest amount since 2008 due to easing concerns over the supplies of grains and vegetable oils as Ukraine restarted its exports. The United Nations World Food Cost Index dropped almost 9% in July. Bloomberg says the index is at its lowest level since January before Russia's attack on Ukraine helped push the cost of food close to record levels. It's the fourth straight monthly drop in the UN index, giving some relief to consumers struggling with a cost of living crisis, covering everything from energy to transportation. However, food prices are still high, and global hunger is getting worse. Wheat and corn prices eased last month after Russia and Ukraine reached a deal to reopen Ukraine's ports. Well, there are still many challenges yet to solve. Three more grain ships left the country's ports on Friday. Corn harvests in Argentina and Brazil are also helping to ease prices.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.